Wednesday, April the 3rd, 2024. Welcome everybody back to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WrestleMania 40 Night 2 predictions episode. Like I said, I was going to do two episodes for you guys, so I just recorded WrestleMania 40 Night 1 predictions. This is WrestleMania 40 Night 2. Before I get into the predictions, I want to say, as always, thank you for joining me. This is Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Definitely follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. As I leave for Philadelphia tomorrow morning, I'll be attending everything WrestleMania 40 weekend from WWE World at WrestleMania at the Philadelphia Convention Center. Then we have the WrestleMania 40 kickoff event live outside the Wells Fargo Center. Friday night SmackDown in the Hall of Fame. I'm not attending NXT Stand and Deliver, but I will be attending the Mania Club, the Mania Club's annual tailgate. That'll be cool. And then we got WrestleMania 40 Night 1. Sunday we have the Mania Club tailgate again, WrestleMania 40 Night 2. And Monday, the Raw after Mania. So definitely follow me on all the socials to see pictures, videos, all that from Philadelphia. So let's get into it. WrestleMania 40 Night 2 takes place live this Sunday, April the 7th, from the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We have six matches as of today announced for Night 2. Let's start with L.A. Knight, yeah, versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. You know, this feud's been building up pretty good. I'm surprised they didn't add a stipulation to this match. Maybe no holds barred, false count anywhere, no disqualification. Either way, I think they're going to beat the absolute crap out of each other. You know, I think they've done a great job building up this match. You know, from LA Knight, invading AJ Styles' house, LA Knight getting arrested, LA Knight showing up on SmackDown when I was at SmackDown. At the Mohegan Sun Arena, LA Knight dressing up as a security guard, attacking AJ Styles. When I was at SmackDown, let me tell you, man, LA Knight is super over, okay? I mean, that place was, it was a small arena, but that place was going nuts for LA Knight. That man pushed him to the moon. AJ Styles, one of the greatest, you know, AJ Styles, former WWE champion. AJ Styles has so many accolades in WWE. Who wins this match? I'm going to say LA Knight wins this match. It's going to be a great match. LA Knight defeats AJ Styles. I think LA Knight will win a championship this year in WWE. Maybe the U.S. title. I think LA Knight should win the U.S. title. But either way, my pick to win. This Sunday, WrestleMania 40 Night 2 is LA Night. Yeah. Next up, we have a Philadelphia street fight. It's Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Philadelphia street fight. This is what I think they should have gave LA Knight and AJ Styles. But either way, it is what it is. Now, who wins this match? Philadelphia street fight, six-man tag, anything goes in a street fight. I'm sure they're going to fight all over the stadium, fight all over backstage. But, you know, when I look at these matches, I like to say, well, who benefits the most from winning this match? And when I look at this, I look at Bobby Lashley, former United States champion, former WWE champion, Street Profits, former tag team champions. You know, the final testaments, Karrion Kross and Authors of Pain, it just came back. If you want to take Karrion Kross and Authors of Pain serious, you don't have them lose the first WrestleMania match as a unit, as a final testament. So my pick to win the Philadelphia street fight this Sunday, WrestleMania 40 Night 2, is a final testament. Because I think Karrion Kross needs that. He needs to be established as a top heel, the final testament. We need to take them serious as a top heel stable. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, they're already established. Okay, we already know they're legit. Let's make the final testament legit. So my pick to win this Sunday, WrestleMania 40 Night 2, the final testament. We have the women's, the WWE Women's Championship on the line. It's the WWE Women's Champion. She's representing Damage Control, Io Sky. She's taking on former Damage Control member, former Damage Control leader, Bayley. You know, Bayley has worked her ass off. Bayley, you know, brought this Damage Control group together. Io Sky, Kairi Sane, Asuka, they picked on Bayley. They made fun of Bayley. They think Bayley's stupid. Bayley's not stupid. This is Bayley's moment. Okay. I hope, you know, Bayley won the Royal Rumble. She was my pick to win the Women's Royal Rumble. She did that. This is Bayley's time. I hope Bayley gets a live entrance from Paramore. I know she's been politicking for that online. I think that would be great. This is Bayley's time to shine. Okay, Bayley deserves to win the WWE Women's World WWE Women's Championship at WrestleMania 40. Okay, she will establish herself. We already know Bayley's legit, but this is her moment. This is her time to shine when the lights are on the brightest. I think it's going to be a great match. I hope we don't get any outside interference from Damage Control. We might, but Bayley's got backup, I think, in the form of Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. I think she has backup there. So either way, my pick to win and become the new WWE Women's Champion this Sunday, WrestleMania 40, Night 2, is Bayley. We have the United States Championship on the line. The United States Champion, Logan Paul, he's defending his championship in a triple threat against the Viper, Randy Orton, and KO Kevin Owens. Now, it's going to be a great triple threat. I thought this was going to be Logan Paul defending in a ladder match, but we got the tag team ladder match, so that's cool. Now, Logan Paul, whether you like him, you don't like him, you love him, you hate him, Logan Paul is entertaining in WWE. He is. He's got his podcast, you know, Impulsive. It, you know, he's got the social media following. He's got his own energy hydration drink, Prime. So Prime is actually getting sponsored. It's actually the first WWE sponsored hydration energy drink. They're gonna have the Prime logo on the ring mat at WrestleMania 40. So Logan Paul is legit. You know, Logan Paul is getting SummerSlam in his hometown of Cleveland, Ohio this year. I think Logan Paul will be featured heavily on the SummerSlam card because it's in his hometown. He's on the poster for SummerSlam. So, I don't think Logan Paul loses here. As much it'd be as cool as it would be to see Randy Orton win the United States Championship, I don't see that happening. Kevin Owens, former United States Champion, he doesn't need it. Randy Orton, established vet in WWE, he doesn't need it. I'm going to say Logan Paul retains the United States Championship here, probably in typical Logan Paul fashion. He'll pull out the brass knucks. And I think Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the United States Championship at SummerSlam would be a cool match. You could do Logan Paul versus Jey Uso. Logan Paul versus anybody, really, at SummerSlam. So either way, my pick to win and retain his United States Championship at WrestleMania 40 Night 2 is Logan Paul. Next up, we have for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. It's a WWE World Heavyweight Champion, the visionary Seth freaking Rollins. He's defending his WWE World Heavyweight Championship against the savior of WrestleMania, the man who won the Men's Elimination Chamber match, Drew McIntyre. Now, I think CM Punk said he's going to be on commentary for this match. So, we'll get CM Punk out there. You know, Drew McIntyre injured CM Punk in the Royal Rumble match. Well, I don't know if he injured him on purpose, even though Drew McIntyre said he did injure him on purpose. Drew McIntyre injured CM Punk in the Royal Rumble match. Punk tore his, I believe, pectoral muscle. CM Punk is out. CM Punk was supposed to face Seth Rollins for the world title at WrestleMania. We're not getting that, but we're getting CM Punk on commentary for this match, so we'll get the CM Punk entrance, which will be cool. Now, like I said, man, Seth Rollins has to fight in that tag team match with Seth Rollins against The Rock and Roman Reigns night one. Like I said, I think Seth Rollins will get his butt kicked with Cody Rhodes. So he's going to be going into night two, an injured man. He's already injured with the back and the knee. Drew McIntyre carried WWE during the pandemic. He did. Drew McIntyre won the championship in front of no fans. Okay? Drew McIntyre deserves to win the World Heavyweight Championship in front of 60,000 fans in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field. Drew McIntyre is doing the best work he's done in years. Drew McIntyre is the top heel, in my opinion, next to Roman Reigns. This is Drew McIntyre's moment. So I do believe Drew McIntyre wins the World Heavyweight Championship from Seth Rollins tonight too. But here's the thing. I kept saying in the previous episode, I think WrestleMania is the fall of the Judgment Day except for one person. And that one person is Mr. Money in the Bank, Damian Priest. Because I could see it going both ways. I could see Seth Rollins retaining and Damian Priest cashes in. But I do believe Drew McIntyre wins that World Heavyweight Championship from Seth Rollins. And maybe CM Punk hits him with a steel chair. And then Damian cashes in. Or maybe, you know, Seth Rollins attacks Drew McIntyre post-match. Or maybe all the Judgment Day just comes out there, beats the crap out of Drew McIntyre, and Damian cashes in. But my predictions for the World Heavyweight Championship match is Drew McIntyre wins that World Heavyweight Championship, and then Damian Priest cashes in his Money in the Bank, and Damian Priest leaves WrestleMania 40 Night 2 as a new World Heavyweight Champion. And that brings us to our main event. It's for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. It's the rematch from WrestleMania 39 last year. It's Rocky 2. It's the Undisputed WWE Universal Champion. This man's been champion for, I think, 1,300 days. 1,300 plus days. He's been champion for 4 years. He won the championship in 2020. He's the head of the table. He's the tribal chief. Roman Reigns versus the man who won the 2023 and 2024 Royal Rumble, the American Nightmare, the man who wants to finish his story, Cody Rhodes. Now, I am a huge Cody Rhodes fan. I met Cody Rhodes twice. In my opinion, Cody Rhodes should have won the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship last year at WrestleMania 39. But he didn't. The powers that be had other plans, okay? Roman Reigns retained his championship last year at WrestleMania 39 due to Solo Sikoa attacking Roman Reigns. There's one factor in all of Roman Reigns' matches, okay? Outside help from the bloodline. And like I said, I do believe night one, Roman Reigns and Rock are going to defeat Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. So that means for night two, it's going to be bloodline rules, for Roman versus Cody, which means anything goes. No disqualifications, no countouts, anything goes. People can interfere from left, right, up, and down. So that puts the advantage in Roman Reigns' favor, right? Because Roman's going to come out there with The Rock, Paul Heyman, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa. Cody Rhodes is probably going to be by himself. So clearly, that means Roman Reigns is going to defeat Cody Rhodes for the second year in a row. I don't think that's what's going to happen. This is what I think is going to happen. I think The Rock is going to play a big part in this match. Okay? The Rock always talks about in his promos how his favorite wrestler was Dusty Rhodes. That's Cody Rhodes' father. Every time The Rock puts the ones up, it's putting an L up. I don't know if he doesn't know how to put his finger over his, help put his thumb, tuck his thumb in, but he always puts an L up. I said this when The Rock first came back. I think The Rock is an undercover bloodline member. Because the match that The Rock wanted was The Rock versus Roman Reigns, right? But he's getting Cody versus Roman Reigns. Now, remember on Monday Night Raw when The Rock beat the crap out of Cody Rhodes, put the blood, he busted him open. He was outside in the pouring down rain. It looked like a John Wick movie scene. You saw that truck that was behind The Rock and Cody Rhodes, that WWE production truck. He had John Cena on one side, but The Rock was facing the side that had Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's WWE doesn't do stuff for no reason. Everything in WWE is done for a reason. So, does Roman Reigns defeat Cody Rhodes for the second year in a row? Because if you have Cody Rhodes lose 2 years in a row at WrestleMania to Roman Reigns, that's it. There's no more stories over. Okay, because you can't have this man lose twice in a row. You can't do it. Shouldn't have won last year. He didn't win last year. This is Cody Rhodes' year to win. Okay? This whole story Cody's been on, from winning the Royal Rumble 2023, going on to WrestleMania 39, losing due to Solo Sikoa, winning the Royal Rumble again this year, going on to WrestleMania 40 this year against Roman Reigns. This is Cody Rhodes' moment. This is Cody Rhodes' time to finish his story. And I think we're going to get so much interference in this match. I think it's going to be Bloodlines rules. I think we're going to get Jimmy out there. I think we're going to get The Rock out there. But who's going to help Cody? If Seth, you know, maybe Seth Rollins comes out there. Jey Uso comes out there. But they're going to be outnumbered, right? Because Jey Uso just fought Jimmy Uso the night before. Seth Rollins is hurt from Drew McIntyre the night before. Cody Rhodes is going to be outnumbered. Who will help Cody Rhodes? I think we're going to get John Cena. I think we're going to get Stone Cold Steve Austin to help Cody Rhodes. And in the end, I think there's going to be a miscommunication. Something's going to happen between The Rock and Roman Reigns. Roman's going to accidentally hit The Rock, or The Rock's going to accidentally hit Roman Reigns. And in the end, Cody Rhodes will win the undisputed WWE Universal Championship from Roman Reigns. Cody Rhodes will finish his story. But The Rock and Roman Reigns story will just be beginning. Because I think The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to get into a little scuffle post-match. Maybe The Rock hits Roman with the rock bottom. And then that sets up next year, WrestleMania 41, The Rock versus Roman Reigns, a year in the making. Because The Rock said he's a long gamer. And the long game is first Roman losing that title to Cody Rhodes, and then The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 41. But in the end, my pick to win and to finish his story is American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my WrestleMania 40 Night 2 predictions episode. I want to say thank you for joining me as always. And definitely follow me on Twitter at The Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Like and subscribe to The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube as I make my way to Philadelphia tomorrow morning. I hit the road. I will be in Philadelphia all week. We got WWE World at WrestleMania at the Philadelphia Convention Center tomorrow. Thursday night we have Wale Mania, my first Wale Mania. Looking forward to that. Friday afternoon we have the WrestleMania 40 kickoff event live outside the Wells Fargo Center. Friday night we have Friday Night SmackDown in the Hall of Fame. Saturday morning, Mania Club tailgate. Saturday night, WrestleMania 40 Night 1. Sunday morning, Mania Club tailgate, WrestleMania 40 Night 2, and Monday, it's the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. This Sunday, WrestleMania 40, it's for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The man who's been undisputed Universal Champion for 4 years, I think 1,300 plus days, the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, versus American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Will Roman continue his reign as at the head of the table? Or will Cody Rhodes finally finish his story and become the undisputed WWE Universal Champion? And what will the final boss, The Rock, what will his role be in this whole match? We'll find out live this Sunday. It's WrestleMania 40 Night 2. I'll see you at WrestleMania.